Do you ever get that not so fresh feeling?
No. Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
Hey, bitches, it's Friday.
What day is it?
Oh. Yeah, we skipped that because it was the Halloween show on Wednesday.
2 days after hump day.
It is.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to tell you what the happiest fucking country in the world is.
Is it America?
It's probably Norway. They always win those kinds of contests.
Well, we'll find out. We'll also find out what happens when your TA sends you homemade porn instead of the answers to the test.
You fail.
Or you win.
Yeah.
Depends on...
And a law firm says, quit being so girly, or something to that effect.
I can't help it. How they know me.
I know.
Bastards.
Christiana away. She had some work thing.
Work. And
providing for her family, something. I don't know.
It's going to be
have a family or a job.
Amazing when we're all together again.
Oh yeah, that will be something.
It hasn't happened for weeks.
It's been sort of a faulty raw of stuff. I don't know what that even means.
A faulty raw?
Yeah, a faulty raw. It's an old timey word.
Is it French?
It is not. It's just made up word.
Oh.
I think so.
It's been kind of a hoogity blah of stuff. That's a word I made up.
It's Yiddish.
It's old people. By the way, Bad Grandpa, the number one movie in America.
I didn't even know that was a movie.
Oh, that's Johnny Knoxville, right?
Johnny Knoxville, Bad Grandpa, number one movie in America.
Is it like Borat style where they're kind of fooling people? Okay.
Yeah, and one of my coworkers actually went to see the movie, and she enjoyed it.
Okay.
And apparently... I don't think this is a spoiler, but they, at the end, show the footage of them letting the people who see these stunts and setups, let them know that it's a movie and it's being filmed.
Uh-huh.
Because the whole thing, it's sort of spun off from a Jackass sketch where Johnny Knoxville dresses up as a grandpa and does all sorts of terrible things. And they do let people know, and that's sort of the payoff at the end. But it's... I'm going to wait for it to come out on video.
It's not a D-Box movie.
No. No, I don't even know what the next... maybe Thor is the next D-Box movie.
Huh.
What's
happening?
I'm not
sorry.
Positive.
My feet keep moving and knocking things over.
Oh, Ted,
chaos.
How dare you move your feet around?
Every time he wiggles his toes, it like kind of unplugs my headset.
Oh.
I'm just not used to you being here.
I know. I'm sorry.
I had so much leg room.
I missed you, podcast people.
people.
It's true. Last week, he and Kareem were just... playing footsie all over the place. It was crazy.
Ooh.
It was craziness. Hi, Kareem.
He's never coming back.
He's not listening.
Oh.
Anyway, just kidding. He might be. Anybody could listen. It's a free show on the internet.
It's free.
That's the beauty of it.
You never know who's listening. And you know how we keep it free? Because people like you go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then do their online shopping on Amazon through the Nate Darling Show.
It's true. I do.
It's a great way to do it. It doesn't cost you anything extra. They kick a few shekels our way.
Mm. I just ordered an AP style guide through NateDarlingShow.com for my new job.
Oh, you have a new job.
Congratulations.
I have a new job. And then when I got there, there were like 3 style guides on my desk, and I didn't need to buy one, but I did, and it supported the show.
Yay.
Well, and here's the beauty of Amazon. If you got it, let's say you want to return that bad boy, you could just go back. They put a sticker right in there. You put it back in and you return it and just boom, done.
I don't think I still have the box or any of that.
So either way, I mean, returns through Amazon are just as easy as can be.
If you're smarter than me.
Well, you just have to want to return something. So yeah, go ahead and it's great for this time of year because with the holidays and a lot of us have to travel. Like, I'm going back to Vermont for Christmas this year.
Ooh, a white Christmas?
There are nothing but white people there, so yes.
Ah.
No, but will it be snowing for sure? Is that like a 100% guarantee?
No. It snowed there yesterday.
Oh, wow.
A couple days ago. Yeah, it snowed in October, but there have been years when there was no snow on Christmas per se, but then it snowed in April to make up for it. So it'll be cold. I do know that. But here's the beauty of it. And you don't have to be like flying across the country. You could just be like, let's say you live in Sacramento and your family is in, let's say you're a couple and you have one set of relatives who live in the Bay Area, another set of relatives that live, say, on the Central Coast. And you're like, I don't want to throw all of these presents in the car. They're going to be in the way. They're going to be blah, 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 blah. No, Amazon will ship them gift wrapped, by the way, right to your destination. They arrive before you do, all wrapped.
That is awesome, because sometimes like the TSA gets weird if you're flying about wrapped gifts, you know? And so it's like, are you supposed to take your wrapping paper and then you get there and then you have to wrap them?
Yeah, and do you put it in your checked bags? Do you not? Will the TSA steal it? What's going on?
Is the bow going to get all smushed?
Yes, the bow will get all smushed.
Yeah.
That's a definite thing. So there's a lot of that going on, but that's the best way. I mean, I love doing that. When I wasn't able to go home for Christmas, that's how I did all of my Christmas shopping. I had Amazon send them their gift wrap. They would arrive. My dad would put them under the tree, the one for him, aww, the ones for my mom. And it just made everything that much easier. Yes, I did hear that sound too.
Okay. I was was it Ted's foot?
I don't know what it was. It was very strange.
My foot can't project that sound, I don't think.
Oh. Maybe it can.
Ah.
Yeah, you never know. My left foot. Ted's left foot. Ted's left foot, everybody.
Come to theaters near you.
Yeah, I'm D-Box. See, now I'm curious about D-Box. I'm looking this up right now.
D-Box. What are we trying to figure out of that?
Gravity in 3D.
Oh, Gravity.
Let's see. Ender's Game is at D-Box.
Oh, that would actually might be kind of cool.
And Gravity is at the D-Box Theater right now, as is, Thor the Dark World. Yes, that is coming next November. That's going to be a D-Box movie, as is Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Ooh.
I want to see that movie, but not in D-Box.
I believe the seat will actually get too hot for you to sit in.
Ooh.
It's crazy that way. That's a lot of cool movies coming out for that. But I think we should do the podcast outing to see Riff Tracks.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's do it.
Okay, Riff Tracks it is.
We'll see if... would anybody like to take bets now as to whether Christiana will actually be able to go with us or whether she'll send Rob in her place?
She's a very busy girl. We're very lucky that we get to spend time with her because does a lot of civic work and she has a big, important job.
And a kid.
And a husband. I don't have any of that.
Yeah.
Like, none of it.
Ow!
So I totally get it. Oh, Hef just, like... He just like goosed Nate with claws.
Yeah, well, what he was doing was he was trying to reach around his fat back and clean himself. And to steady himself, he reached out with a front paw and hooked my love handle.
Hi.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, you're giving black cats a bad name, Nate. Not Nate. Half is doing it himself.
Stop it, Half. Oh,
what a good boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to rub his belly.
Oh, that's right. Savage beast.
Belly rubs on the podcast.
Oh
yeah. I can't hear that, though.
It's right up to the mic, but it's very silent. Oh, that's the mic actually rubbing
That's an actual belly rub. And he did not attack the microphone.
No, he was totally cool with that. Like, yeah, go ahead. Rub a microphone across my belly.
He loves belly rubs.
Aww. Wow. I've seen Ted... like have blood drawn from some of our cats for so much less than that.
Yeah, that's true. All of them would not tolerate it.
Yeah, leave the TiVo remote.
Yeah,
alone,
I don't
buddy.
Think one of them. I don't think one of our cats would let that happen.
No.
Yeah, see, he loves belly rubs. So go ahead and do that right now. That's his thing.
Actually, Peanut likes belly rubs. She just hates being held.
Yeah, that's true. If we didn't pick her up, if we brought the mic to her, it might go okay.
Bring the mic to her.
You guys want to describe what you're seeing over here with this cat's ridiculousness?
Well, what we've got here is Mr. Hef, who's on the chunkier side of the feline spectrum. On his back, paws splayed out. He's like no hair on his lower abdomen, and you're rubbing his belly, and he looks very content.
It's actually growing back in, because when he had the fleas, he had chewed all the fur off.
Yeah.
And it's growing back in, but because his hair is so dark, it doesn't look as thick there, because the rest of it is so dark. But yeah, he loves belly rubs.
It's like he had a Brazilian.
Oh, that's too much.
Like a month ago.
Yeah. You guys went to Disney last week.
We did. We went to Disneyland and California Adventure for just a couple days. And we went specifically for Mickey's Halloween party, which
our
they do.
Our anniversary, too.
Oh, yeah. And our anniversary. We've been together 2 years, y'all.
Yay.
Yay. And so we went to Mickey's Halloween party, which is the thing that they do at night from like 6 to 11 p.m. and you have to get special tickets for it. And they set up like trick or treat candy stations all throughout the park. And they have like the villains are kind of prominent and doing villainy things. And they have like a special fireworks show and
special songs that they repeat over and over.
Oh, again. Yeah. It turns out that Disney really only has about 4 Halloween theme songs from their movies, so they just play them sort of on a loop, so like all night long you're like, this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween. But we still had a really good time. We got like an overflowing amount of candy. Although Disney is trying to do that thing now where they're like, we're not all about candy. We're also about healthy things. So sometimes you would wait in this trick or treat line and you get up there and they'd be like, here's some baby carrots. Here's some craisins. And Ted would be like, craisins again? Like, he'd be like, why are they punishing me?
No, I was good this year. I'm not on the naughty list.
Pox on your craisins.
Right. I know. And I was like, I'll take the craisins. I like them.
So let me ask you this. Did you guys ride the rides while you were there?
We did. We didn't ride them so much during the Halloween party because it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
We went on the Jungle Cruise in our costumes and Star Tours, but mostly we just were walking around looking at all the cool Halloween like little concerts and events they were having. But the rest of the time we rode rides, that whole rest of the day and the next day.
Hmm.
And they for the Haunted Mansion, for people who have not been there, they totally do it up in Nightmare Before Christmas, the movie. It's really fantastic what they do with it. They change the narration inside and all the decorations, and it's just amazing.
Oh, yeah, they completely transform it. And then Space Mountain becomes Ghost Galaxy. Mm-hmm. So they do a few.
What is that?
Cool Halloween things.
So you the jungle boat ride you did?
We did the Jungle Cruise.
Ha ha, the weirdo.
Sorry, it made me think of this. You don't know this song, Ted? I'm very disappointed.
Oh, no, I know this song by Weird Al. I love it. How would I not know this song?
I don't think I know it. Sorry, honey.
It'll become apparent why I'm playing it in just a moment.
Should we talk about it? There are giant Mickey heads all over the place. Made of, not Mickey heads like on poles, but like pumpkins carved like Mickey.
Oh, yeah, they had a whole, like, old-timey Halloween carnival and, like, the most amazing jack-o'-lanterns of all these different Disney characters. It was really fantastic.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Into that kind of thing. And everyone liked their costumes, and I had a pretty spooky-looking ghost costume, and little kids would look at me, like, in horror sometimes.
Yeah, Ted scared some little kids just in his costume, and so he had
Hold on. I'm a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise. Okay, go on.
Nice. And so, yeah, because Ted, you know, he's a pretty tall guy, and his costume was he was like a ghost groom, so he had sort of this tattered suit on, and this we painted like a skull face, and then he had a big top hat, so that made him look like really tall. And some kids at Disneyland were just sort of a little put off by his scary appearance, even though we were trying to be like old school, like their Haunted Mansion, not like creepy or gory, just like kind of just old school. And so he would have to try really hard to be like, hi, how are you? And be like really smiley and laughy, you know? And then the little kids would usually warm right up. But at first they were kind of intimidated. And then one guy, Ted was walking, we were walking into the park and this one guy sort of, I guess it was sort of a heckle. Like he was just like, hey, dude, this isn't not Scary Farm.
Like really serious, I guess. So like,
his costume was.
Okay, the first rule of Jewish Fight Club is if somebody says
Jewish.
Ow, you stop.
Okay.
And that's what happened next. Ted challenged him to a fight. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was really fun. And we got tons of candy and we just had a great time. I don't know. We love the Disneyland.
And you guys drove down?
We did. So we could go to Pea Soup Anderson's, which is my favorite roadside stop on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I know Christiana is partial to Casa de Fruta, but we did Pea Soup Anderson's.
Well, yeah, Casa de Fruta, not really on the way.
Where the heck is it? Because we didn't see it.
You wouldn't, because it's on the other side of the Pacheco Pass.
Right. Oh,
it's on the other side of the hills.
When did I pass Casa de Fruta then?
When you were going, maybe if you're going over to Santa Cruz or to Monterey in that area.
Casa de Fruta.
Because here's some geography, kids. If you get off in Santanella or Los Banos is the next stop down.
Right.
If you head west on the road there, it brings you through the Pacheco Pass. I believe it's Pacheco Pass. Anyway, and Casa de Fruta is on the other side.
Ah.
So it's over, not too far from Hollister and over in that area.
That explains why I didn't see it.
Yeah, because it's nowhere near where you were.
But I did see PC Panderson's, and I had the Traveler Special, and it was fantastic. I don't know. I'm really partial to pea soup Anderson's. I don't know why. Like, you go there, it's looked the same since childhood. It's always the same pea soup, but I love it. I look forward to it every time we go south.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So we have some good romantic news, I guess.
Better than Ted and I going away for our 2-year anniversary?
Well, it's bigger because Kim and Kanye are engaged.
Oh,
that's right.
I guess I didn't realize they weren't already.
Me neither. I thought
they had a baby and everything.
That has nothing
I'm
to do with
it. I'm old-fashioned that way.
Anyway, he rented out AT&T Park, and one of my friends suggested that now we have to burn it down because it's been soiled.
What? He rented out the whole park?
Yes.
Who was in the park for their engagement? Just the two of them?
No. He had a 50-piece orchestra on hand to play Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful, followed by Carrie Hilson's Neo and Kanye's own Knock You Down. Here's what it sounded like. And on the Jumbotron under the Coors Light banner, it says, "Please marry me."
Wow, did it sound that
desperate? So how did he get her to AT&T Park?
It's spelled PLEEEASEMARRYMEEE.
Okay, yeah.
Exclamation place, exclamation place.
And in all caps, right? Because yes. Kanye's an all caps kind of guy.
Well, I believe that's all. I don't know that you have the option for anything else. Anyway, Kim later put up a snapshot of her ring via Instagram, captioned it, "Yes." Her future husband and wife are joined by close friends and family for the special occasion. In fact, her BFF, Jonathan Cheban, shared a pic of him and the birthday girl on the field. This is her 33rd birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
I have two questions.
Uh-huh.
Was there an audience?
No.
Okay, and was he just like, "I just got to stop by AT&T Park real quick"? Like, how did he get her there? I don't really understand. How do you surprise someone with a stadium?
I guess when you're Kanye, you never know what he's going
to
do next.
Yeah, I don't know. But among the people there, in addition to them, of course, was family friend and longtime pal, Joe Francis of Girls Gone Wild fame.
Ew. Is he a friend of the West family or the Kardashians?
Nope, the Kardashians. He's an old pal of the Kardashians.
Why on earth would he be there for that special moment?
Because he's a family friend.
That good of a family friend?
Mm-hmm.
Was there baby there?
That is not clear.
Northwest? South?
That is not clear. Leanne Rimes not there, though, but she did send some well wishes over Twitter. She posted, "At Kim Kardashian, congrats, gorgeous girl. Hope you're forever happy." Ciara also tweeted, once she heard the exciting news, "Congratulations, Kimmy. # fairy tale moment. # love."
Oh, God.
Why does everything need a hashtag?
Because it's Twitter.
I'm getting sick of hashtags everywhere.
Hashtag pissed off.
What did we use instead of hashtags? We just did a
conversation.
Conversations.
I believe it was shaking a fist in the air.
Yeah, that's what I used to do.
Hashtag love.
and I'm on E! Online, and I love the headlines. Kim Kardashian's engagement ring. Kanye wanted the diamond to look like it was floating on air.
Oh, I could see that.
I haven't seen the ring. Does it look like it's floating on air?
I haven't seen the ring.
Kanye West looked very serious before proposing to Kim Kardashian. All the details. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, whatever.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Something. And the show is back, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Are you keeping up?
I did. I watched the show on Sunday.
But doesn't
did you
it
wish
suck?
You didn't?
Kind of. It's now taken a very strange turn because they're making weird allusions to Lamar Odom smoking crack without actually saying it, because of course it appears to be behind him now, but he had the crack issue over the summer, and Chloe was talking to somebody on Hollywood Boulevard who was like a crack smoker. And then she went down to Skid Row and talked to some people who used to smoke. It's very strange. And Bruce Jenner with his new best friend, Jeff Dunham, the guy with the puppets.
So wait, isn't Bruce... okay. Sorry, I got stopped by Jeff Dunham because ew. But isn't Bruce Jenner... So they're like divorced now, right?
They are separated.
They're separated. So is he still a Kardashian? I would think he'd be like off the show. He's still on the show?
Oh no, he's still on the show because of his name recognition.
Are they totally going to get back together?
Good God, I don't think so. It's hard to say, though. But
so it's going to be just Keeping Up with the Kardashians and the Jenner who is no longer married to a Kardashian?
Yeah, it's very strange because, well, Kim said that she's going to have Bruce walk her down the aisle. But the whole, and this was all happening because over the summer when she actually gave birth, and we had the giving birth episode was the one on Sunday, Bruce not there. He was like, "How'd it go?" And the only way he found out is Chloe, who I believe to be the only person in that group that I would actually want to spend even a moment of my time with in person. went to Malibu to visit Bruce to tell him what happened and how it went. And I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. So, yeah. Anyway.
Does anyone have their dad at their birth? I mean, not at their birth, but at their, you know, when you're an adult woman giving birth, do you have your dad with you?
Well, not necessarily in the room, but usually at the hospital if you live in the same city.
Oh, if you live in the same city, that is a good point.
That's what I mean. I mean,
well, I didn't know they all live in the same city. I don't keep up with the Kardashians.
Well, they all live in the same general vicinity.
Oh, because sometimes they're taking like Miami or some other place. You know, I don't know. I never know.
That's just the spinoff. So
it's hard to keep up.
Now let's talk about something that keeps the smell of feces at bay. It's called Shreddies. It's the healthcare underwear. It's award-winning flatulence filtering underwear.
I had to look this up. I really didn't understand the concept for the longest time. I was like, doesn't all, like, flatulence moves through all underwear? I don't understand. Like, it's all filtering, but I get it. It traps the odor somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But the underwear themselves don't stink?
Well, they don't let it out. They like, keep farts secret.
Yeah.
They're like the promise keeper of farts.
Stealth farts.
But then I thought, I was like, haha. And then I kind of felt bad because I was reading it. And this was like developed by, you know, nurses.
Sure.
And like, I mean, I guess there's people with, you know, like diseases that force them to have really off-putting flatulence that affects their social life and their marriages and stuff. So this is actually, even though they have like sort of sexy boxer brief models on the website,
sure,
you know, this is really like a real thing that is needed. So I don't know, I felt bad for giggling.
I was disappointed that they don't make a lady's thong for it.
Oh, that you need a bigger filter than that. I think I don't think you could filter through a string.
It'd be a very strong material.
It would be.
Like, it has carbon in it. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there you go. They're a thing. You can buy them. I don't know. I found out about that on, there's a new show on Comedy Central hosted by Chris Hardwick. It's called At Midnight.
Oh, yeah, we saw that game show when we were on vacation.
It's a game show. And the basic, if you haven't seen it, I think it's the best new show on TV.
Yeah.
It's on after the Colbert Report. And basically they take three comedians and they round up stuff from the internet and they have to pretty much put punchlines on jokes.
Yeah, just like riff off the top of their heads.
It's like improv.
For like a random amount of points that Chris just sort of makes up.
Yeah, I like it. It's fantastic. So if you haven't checked that out, check out At Midnight on Comedy Central.
It actually reminded me, not like our show is so awesome, but kind of in the theme of what we do here, like the kinds of stories and funny things that he was picking out, you know, for them to comment on. I was like, oh, those would be good for our show.
The only thing, and some of them I did, like the Shreddies is from that show. That's why I mentioned it. The only thing that troubles me about the show is that they get to show number 4, and they pointed this out repeatedly, that one of the comedians was Thomas Lennon, who's an executive producer on the show.
Oh.
And that doesn't really, but that reminds me of when Keenan Ivory Wayans had a late night show, and the guest started being a Wayans brother way too often.
Oh,
I can't get anybody.
It's a bad
Wayans
show.
Brother.
Yeah,
but it was, and that was replaced by the Magic Hour hosted by Magic Johnson because they wanted to prove that you could do worse than the Keenan Ivory Wayans show.
How about the Pat Sajak show?
Oh, Pat Sajak was a genius compared to that.
Okay.
Pat Sajak's show was a victim of being up against Johnny Carson at a time when you really couldn't go up against Johnny Carson.
Oh.
And it lasted longer than it really had any right to. And when he started, the Pat Sajak show started out as a 90-minute nightly show.
That's a lot.
I mean, I know the Tonight Show was in the 60s, but that's a lot of time to fill. So, anywho, there's your late night recommendation, At Midnight.
Do it.
And they favorited my tweet.
Oh.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
They did. Hey, we all get notes at work about things you should and shouldn't do. And that happens at law firms, too. But you'd think they would know better than to do this. A member of the Clifford Chance's Women's Committee sent a memo via email entitled Presentation Tips for Women to All Female Associates in the United States Offices of the Law Firm. Above the Law, which is this website, reports the 5-page document is causing controversy for some of the advice given to women on the do's and don'ts of how to dress and act during office presentation, including, like, you've got to lose you know, okay, like...
Mm-hmm. That's basic public speaking skills for everyone. I haven't mastered it yet, but I don't see why that's just for women.
Think Lauren Bacall, not Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, that's a very...
Be classy.
Timeless basis.
So don't sing happy birthday to the president happy of the company.
Or stand over a vent in the stress.
To you.
Or die from barbiturates in the middle of a presentation. I'm not doing anything. Okay.
Also, don't don't giggle. Don't squirm. Don't tilt your head.
Also good advice for men.
Mm-hmm. It is. this one. Practice hard words.
Oh, because women can't say hard words.
What, yeah. Like difficult, challenging words?
Yes, I believe
like,
that's
what it is. What's a hard word?
Barbiturate.
That is a hard word.
Hanukkah.
Okay, Hanukkah is a hard word.
Hanukkah.
Wear a suit, not your party outfit.
Oh, God.
No one heard Hillary the day she showed cleavage. I didn't know that happened.
That wasn't her fault. It was the Washington Post's fault.
You don't remember their cleavage gate becoming a thing because people could see a...
It totally was a thing. Everybody wrote about it. And it wasn't even that much cleavage. It was like a half inch shadow above a very loose blouse. And yeah, everyone, like they wrote all about that and not her speech.
Listen, I only know and I'm interested in what a woman has to say. So that's probably why I didn't notice.
Okay, Mr. Pussy Evolution t-shirt.
It was a gift. use a relaxed open throat. breathe from the abdomen and keep your mouth open.
We're talking about speeches.
Is this after
still.
The speech? Yeah. What's happening here?
I don't know. That's in here. And then watch out for the urinal position. I don't know what that is either.
When you turn with your back to the crowd and unzip your pants? What are we talking about?
Like you spread your legs?
The female associates are very upset by the not only elementary nature of the tips themselves, but the suggestion that these would only apply to women. One of the recipients told Above the Law via email, "We have never been a very female-friendly firm, but this is beyond the pale." In a statement written to Above the Law, Clifford Chance said, quote, "The original presentation and associated tips represented a personal perspective shared with a group of colleagues, some just starting out in their careers. The more than 150 points are based on what this individual has found helpful as a public speaker in a broad range of business environments. While much of what's covered is common sense, we believe that it is important that women as well as men are given access to a range of different viewpoints and approaches. There is no Clifford Chance template on how people should present." I guess with your butt in the air. Anyway, the offense caused by a small percentage of the suggestions in the tip sheet was entirely unintentional.
150 suggestions really seems like a lot of suggestions for people to absorb.
At that point, it's kind of naggy.
Right.
Like
which,
a book.
Which, by the way, Clifford, don't be a nag. Nobody likes a nag.
No, be a big red dog.
That's right.
Wait, you can't be both things. Or not both. They're, okay.
Clifford the nagging big red
dog.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. He's an annoying dog.
No, he wasn't. He was very sweet.
But he's always stepping on people and pooping on houses.
Was he?
Well, the books, I imagine he was doing those things.
Oh.
I wish he had.
Oh, okay.
No one else imagines Clifford the red dog. It's a red little, dog pooping on people.
It's a little window into Ted's psyche, isn't it?
How did they clean up after him?
With a big red shovel?
But who holds it? They have to kick a big red steamroller. No.
Satan?
Big red bulldozer?
Bulldozer. That's the word I'm looking for.
Hey, in Phoenix, a man was arrested after allegedly setting fire to a Phoenix bar because he didn't like a poster because it showed shirtless men.
It would be a poop-dozer rather than a bulldozer,
was
right?
This his way of letting us all know that he's really not gay?
Mm. James Alfredo Valenzuela, who's 19,
I'm James Francisco, who's
faces a felony arson charge. Police said Valenzuela set fire to plasma at 16th Street and Osborne Road on October 15th. According to court documents, he was captured on video surveillance camera using a lighter to set fire to a male review poster at the bar. My question is, why is a 19-year-old at the bar? I'm fine with you. Bring your baby to the bar, sure, but your 19-year-old? No. Yes. According to court documents, he was captured. Yeah, I got that. Anyway, the fire caused approximately $2,000 in damage to the exterior of the building. Valenzuela did not try to put out the fire or call 911, according to police. Instead, he watched the fire grow larger, then jumped the fence and left the area. The manager of the car repair business next door used a fire extinguisher to contain the fire to the back patio. Valenzuela was arrested, and he told police that he set the poster on fire because it was a male review poster showing men with their shirts off, and he did not like that.
That's the best reason to burn anything.
Well, I don't go to the beach with him. That's all I have to say.
Right.
I'm
going
to burn this beach.
I'm
class.
Burning the beach to the ground.
You're not the
smartest. Because I'm not gay.
I'm so not gay. I'm going to burn that thought out of my head.
That's really sad that someone gets so driven just by seeing shirtless men that they have to burn something down. What is going on?
Ted, do you have the article up on your phone there?
Yeah, I see
his face. Do you see his face?
He looks like a cartoon character.
Oh my gosh. If you could see.
He looks like an angry dog.
Yeah, he's got this just like weird little grimace in his mugshot.
It's not good.
He looks like a little kid. He doesn't look, well, 19 is pretty young, but he looks younger than that.
Yeah, he looks like a seventh grade bully.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like, give me your lunch money.
I'm going to set you on fire.
Nelson Muntz.
The Nate Darling Show. Uh-huh. Cool. Or Tool.
Whoa.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, farts. Ted?
Okay. They're not cool, they're funny, and they're kind of gross, so I'm going to say they're Tool.
Becca?
All I can think of is Terrence and Phil.
Hey, buddy.
You think the farts are funny, and they're not. Uh-huh. You're a dick, Scott. I'm not answering the question.
I thought, like, on principle.
I don't know. I mean, I guess they're a necessary bodily function.
That was a really cool
fart. I really can't say. Right. Your fart is cool. Your fart is not. I can't apply cooler to. I'm abstaining.
That's against the rules of the game. I had a fart on you for that.
No, that wasn't cool.
Farts are totally cool. They bring joy to millions.
And suffering to millions of others in the elevator with those people.
Up next in Cooler Tool, giggling, Becca.
Cool.
Ted?
It's cool. Very cool, especially if men like me do it.
Oh, let me tell you about giggling. If a lady with a large heaving bosom, exposed ever so gently, is giggling just so with that look in her eye, it's beyond cool. But yeah, giggling's fine. And finally, in Cooler Tool,
People look? It never ever occurred to me that men look at women's chests when they giggle.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. That never occurred to me. I also came up with an answer for the fart cooler tool. Sometimes Ted is singing like a romantic song in the car, and it'll be like a line that's supposed to end with heart, and I'm like, oh, he's singing a lovely song to me, and then he'll substitute the word fart and laugh, and I don't think he's really directing it to me at all, but it's always like the girl inside of me is like, oh, I can't believe he's singing about farts. I thought he was singing to me, and that's Tool.
You can also replace you with poo.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's funny. Hilarious. Yeah, it happens all the time, and I'm always like, oh, he's singing a love song about poo.
Wait. You say you said Tool?
Yeah, Tool.
That's weird. I thought you were Touch.
So this is how the whole road trip to SoCal and back went. I think we're starting to get we're getting a picture of this whole thing now.
No, we actually spent the whole trip down and back reading a science fiction novel out loud to each other, so that lets you know.
I hope you took turns driving at this point.
Actually, no, I read the whole time.
It was pretty impressive.
Here you go.
She could be a professional book reader.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, shirtless dudes. Becca?
Cool.
Ted?
Oh, man. Unless in those situations, I have to say kind of Tool, unless you're on in a place where it's okay to wear your no shirt. Like, just people walking down the sidewalk with no shirt, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we see that in Carmichael a lot, and we're like, what's happening?
I'll say Tool for no particular reason.
Yeah, it's a Tool move. Put your shirt on, dude.
But I'm not going to light anything on fire because of it.
No.
That's also a Tool move.
I draw the line there.
Yeah, and if you're trying to get women there for ladies' night, then you got to advertise that you're going to have the shirtless dudes rolling in. I mean, that's just proper advertising.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're 19, get out of the bar, dick.
Yeah. Dick.
Dick.
What a dick.
Dick.
No light you on fire. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. We have news.
Oh, what's
breaking
just
news?
Good evening, everyone. A racy email goes out to students at the University of Iowa.
KCCI's Todd Magel reports the school is asking students to delete it.
Kevin and Stacey, the teaching assistant, was apparently sending the email with solutions to some math problems, but it accidentally contained nude photos of her and another man engaged in cyber sex.
It didn't take long for the news of the oops email to make its way across campus in Iowa City.
I believe it was a Google Hangout.
It doesn't seem like something that would happen in real life. It just seems like something that you would see in a really ridiculous movie and feel really...
Says the girl with the big earring in her nose.
A lot. I feel horrible for her.
The teaching assistant's message is innocent enough. A note about a math problem sent to her business class students. But it also contained what appear to be cybersex photos of her and a nude man. And like wildfire, it instantly spread on the internet. USA Today, New York Daily News, Gawker, Huffington Post, and more.
The first thing
Gawker.
I thought of when I looked at it was, wow.
Dr. Patricia Tice is a business etiquette consultant from Adel.
We live in a very busy, rush, hurry world.
Which is why her advice for anybody sending email is so important.
My cardinal rule that I talk to my businesses about, my business clients, always take a second look before you click send. always take a second look.
It seems like common sense, but then some students wonder if the University of Iowa should teach a course in common sense.
I mean, it started with the number one party school thing, and then it was Vodka Sam, the girl who blew a .341, and then it was this. So it's like, it's been three things in the past 2 months that have been not good for the university.
Now, students in the teaching assistant's class tweeted today that she was back in class this morning and did not mention this incident. Stacy, a reporter for KCRG, happened to run into university president Sally Mason today, asked her about this, and her quote is that it was a sad mistake on that teaching assistant's part.
Sure. Update, the teaching assistant has been reassigned. Just FYI.
Oh, well, it could have been worse for her.
I love, like, we're asking students to delete this email. Like, yeah, good luck containing it that
graphic,
way.
That's
sexual.
How it works.
Yeah.
Did they ask the USA Today to delete it? Because it's out there.
Yeah. It's out there.
So is this woman going to end up on the Today Show, do you think?
Oh, probably.
Grumpy cat.
Anything is possible. Anything is virtually everything ends up on the Today Show. If it catches enough social media buzz, then Carson Daly goes, "Hey, this is catching a lot of buzz," and they go, "We have to have them on to talk to Matt Lauer."
Is Wait. Carson Daly on the Today Show?
Shh, where you been, in a box?
I never have ever watched the Today Show, but I associate Carson Daly with MTV. I guess
I have been
in a box.
Carson Daly has been on NBC for quite some time with his late night show. He's the host of The Voice.
Oh, I don't watch that either.
He does the New Year's Eve thing for them, and he now has a gig on the Today Show where they put him in an orange room, I believe, and he comments on social media and trends.
That sounds annoying.
Because he's like a hip 48-year-old?
I believe the reason is the Today Show has given up on news. So if you're interested in news, the Today Show, not the place for you.
America has mostly given up on news, so that seems appropriate.
Yeah, it's what they're doing. So,
I still like news.
Do
NPR.
You?
BBC. That's it.
New York Times.
SACB. I mean, you got to get your local news somewhere, but not Fox News or CNN or all that other stupid, we have to tell you what's happening this very minute, even though we have no clue.
How dare we tell people what's happening right now?
Badly? Like, we
right
think
now.
What might have happening is maybe people are being shot. Oh, wait, we are wrong.
I was just editing an article today about, like, the average age of people who watch, like, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and it's all, like, 60, but for Fox News, it's like closer to 70.
Yes, it is.
That's good to know. I'm glad they're all dying.
Oh, that's
is that too soon?
Unfortunate. It's an unfortunate comment, Ted.
Is it Tool?
Kind of. What? Anyway.
Wow. I didn't know I crossed a line on this show.
Let's move on.
I know it's possible.
Before Ted wishes death on other people.
Well, my parents watch Fox News. I don't want them to die.
No, but apparently you do. You're happy about people watching Fox News.
That's
Ted,
not the
by
same
the way,
thing.
Ted's parents, if you're listening, if someone could get to Ted's parents, maybe you, Becca, if Ted gives you something edible for Hanukkah, you might want to have someone taste it first.
Oh.
Just saying.
Ted's parents are smart. They're going to be on vacation for all of Hanukkah.
Nice.
I know.
Nice. Good move. I've met Ted's parents. Ted's parents are awesome.
They are. Hi, Maureen and Michael, who aren't listening. Hi.
My mom tried to listen once, but then she wanted to know why it wasn't just me talking the whole time, and she didn't want to listen anymore.
Like there wasn't enough Ted.
Just like, well, you just want me to talk into a microphone for an hour, and then you'll listen to that.
Yeah, no one would listen. If I talked for an hour, no one would listen, except for me.
Yeah, so.
And my cats.
They have no choice.
That's true.
Oh,
I can do that anyway.
Cats.
So I've been talking a lot about doing running and doing some races over the next year or so, and we just passed the Nike Women's Marathon. And which was in San Francisco.
Okay.
I have no interest in running a marathon, but apparently some men actually ran the Nike Women's Marathon.
Manpower.
Yeah, there's a picture of two women and what looks like a very gay dude crossing the finish line. But San Francisco residents who live near Union Square got two surprises early that Sunday morning. First, the Nike Marathon, which has a start time of 6:30 a.m., to minimize traffic congestion, started broadcasting amplified announcements and music at 5:30 a.m.
Wow.
That's right. Neighbors summoned their bathrobes and slippers, came out to express their dismay at the early hour noise, or called the city's 311 line to complain. Many were told to call the Nike line.
The Nike line.
800-RUN-NIKE. When they did, however, a woman answered and suggested the caller might want to, quote, unzip that fly baby. That's right. The number is a phone sex line. The actual Nike complaint line is 866-RUN-NIKE.
Oh, my goodness.
It isn't clear how the city got the wrong number. I'm guessing it's because government can't do anything right.
Or someone in government owns that line. Anyway.
It's true. But when the reporter called 311 Monday afternoon, they were still giving out the number for the sex line. All in all, it did nothing for the mood of the residents. Nike does a great job with the annual event. Billed as one of the largest women's marathons in the world, and the race has contributed millions to cancer research, and that's great. But Cammie Blackstone, deputy director of the city's entertainment commission, which issues the permits for the race, says it's 5:30 on a Sunday morning. The Hibernia Bank building on McAllister near Market has been a civic eyesore for nearly 15 years. It's not only been abandoned for years, it's been a market for drugs. And is this the same article?
I'm not sure.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's moved on. Anyway, so yeah, it's a different article. Sorry.
The point is, what's that number?
We'll never find out what's going on with Hibernia Bank.
You think they would relax a bit if they call the sex line, they can just kind of ease into that and forget about loud
kidding?
Noises.
Yeah, just like that wrong number probably costs $5.99.
I know, but what a sexy $5.99 it must be.
It's an 800 number. Who knows?
Oh, wait. Yeah, and also...
How does a phone sex line be a toll-free number?
You have to give them your credit card number or they won't be sexy to you?
Oh.
They make money somehow. They still think
they
still
do
make money. People, internet, there's free sex.
Well, it may be one of those things where you can start by doing that, and then you have to, if you want to continue, you have to do something extra.
Okay.
Let me see.
Oh,
if
I didn't know that's how they work sometimes.
Yeah.
1-800. Oh, come on. I'm trying to dial here with my computer. We'll see if we can get this here.
Yeah.
Are you calling it?
I'm going to try.
All right. This is a...
Ted, do you have the article up?
I couldn't get it to open because my phone was being weird. Sorry. Do you want the number?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, no, I can't. Oh, yeah.
And Run Nike. I need Run Nike. What is Run Nike?
I can see. I can pull up my phone.
Yeah, if you could do that, that would be good.
So you want the phone number?
I do. 1-800.
All right, one second.
Run.
All right. 7-8.
Uh-huh.
6.
Got it.
6-4-5-3.
All right, let's see if this works. It says it's calling.
This is exciting.
I know. It's
never called a sex line.
Oh, I need to install the plugin. Hold on.
That's what she said.
That's
sexually.
Yeah, let me do that. See, this is what happens when
he
you get
could have said that too.
That's what happens when you get a new computer and you're like, I think I've got everything I need.
I guess
right?
That's true. Yeah, except for the plugin.
For the plugin,
line.
It's doing it.
Sex call, it's doing it. That's also what she said.
Does
anybody ever call a sex call on a conference call like this? Like, there's three of us.
Oh, conference call. You could share.
It's a recording, so that's fine.
That's a good idea. If everyone pools,
are you sure?
Their funds.
What if it's a lady?
Yeah, it says it's free and installs in seconds. So it is installing in seconds.
But what are you installing?
It's a plugin.
I know, but what plugin? All right. It's
your
computer,
I'm about to
mine.
Join a video call.
Oh, that doesn't sound.
No,
sketchy.
I don't want to. No. What is this going? What's going on here?
That's when you start accepting plugins haphazardly. That's what happens. You get screwed.
Hold on. Isn't
that the point of a phone sex line?
It's to simulate it.
It is. Hold on. Let me try this. I've got another option here.
There's always other options.
Did you ever call one before?
When the 976 numbers were popular?
You're like on the TV commercials late at night?
But then me and my friends would sometimes just call random ones. It's 976 and just make up numbers to see what we'd get. And sometimes you get like a sexy recording.
Well, what would it say?
Like, you look so handsome. Like, just like a recording of a woman just like kind of like, I love it when you fondle my boobs. Ooh, that feels so good. Oh, you're so... Like it wasn't
one-on-one.
But
it was just a recording?
It was just a recording.
And you had to pay for it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to because it wasn't on my phone bill.
Oh.
All right. I'm calling it now.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You're going to need to unzip that fly, baby. Because there won't be much room in there once we get our hands, mouths, and legs wrapped around you.
What?
What? That even makes sense.
Yes. The rockin' team of hot babes who call into this real-life sex party might be strippers or college freshmen.
Wow.
They might be hot milfs. Or superstars on the fantasy porn circuit.
No.
But they all have one thing in common.
Money.
They crave your creamy cum.
Oh my gosh.
You make me want to hook my fingers into my white cotton panties.
What?
And slowly pull them down over my smooth, bare ass. And I bend over and watch you. Wanting me.
Is this in a
Okay, try to imagine you're an angry neighbor at 5:30 in the morning.
Come on.
And your erotic triple X adventure with a highly aroused local girl next door for only 69 cents per minute.
Oh,
that's a hell of a deal. All right, so enough of that.
So, how do you pay? How does this switch over into?
Well, I think you would then have to put in a credit card number or something. I hung up.
How could you not?
I hung up. So we've moved on
over your money.
Wow, I can't imagine being like they're like call this number and complain. You're like okay, and like you get that.
I used to do this was an awesome thing that I used to do at work. I don't do it anymore, and I don't work there anymore, so I can't. This is a number I heard on the old Don and Mike show, and I'll see if it actually works. 1-800. Damn it! It's tough to spell while you're trying to talk.
Why would you pay 69 cents a minute for listening to? I guess you're chatting with someone.
I don't know. Ted, it could be a super porn star on the porn circuit.
All right, hold on. Let's see if this number still works.
Sexy. It's nice to hear from you. Experienced callers, enter your credit card number now or at any time during this message.
No.
I hear some girls aren't very adventurous in the bedroom.
You hear that, huh?
But I'm the total opposite, baby.
Yeah.
I love all forms of foreplay and vanilla sex.
Right.
But right now I need something a bit naughtier.
Like what?
Curious yet?
Yes.
Let me give you a hint.
Come on!
It has to do with the place south of my mouth.
What?
It's tight.
Okay. Your
belly button.
Round.
Yeah. Belly button.
And perfect.
Your belly button.
Catching on?
Yes.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Because I've been jonesing for a hot guy like you to throw me down on the bed face first.
Okay.
Lift up my skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Tear aside my panties and spank me hard. By staying on the line. You agree we can send sexy promotions to your phone.
Sexy promotions.
Yeah, did you hang up before the sexy promotions?
I did. It's a virtual number anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm not using my cell phone or anything
right,
like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, that's changed a little bit. That's 1-800-ASK-4-ASS.
Oh, it wasn't her belly button. See, if you knew that number, I would have known. I feel dumb.
I know. It's one of those things. So the message used to be very different, and what I would do is call the number from my desk, and then I would transfer it to somebody else. And then they would pick up their extension at about the same time that the recording would start playing.
Oh, my God.
Which is awesome. It's even more awesome when it goes to their voicemail. And they check their messages later.
That's the sort of thing you could get fired for nowadays.
Well,
but
nowadays,
it does sound funny.
It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Did you work in a place with all dudes?
Well, I only transferred it to dudes.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't just indiscriminately transfer it to like
random
a
people.
Community place. Like,
I'm just gonna pick a number.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it there. You
HR.
Know.
Yeah.
Well,
human resources.
Human resources. I'm not proud of it, but it was funny.
That
anyway.
Is funny.
You know what you can't be proud of? Texas.
That's true. I can't.
Well, a brewery.
But you also can't mess with it.
No, you can't. In fact, a brewery there is being criticized for its beer slogan that some say promotes, and I hate this term, rape culture.
I was just about to say rape culture.
I hate that term because, anyway.
It reminds you of yogurt?
No, yes, it reminds me of yogurt.
Oh, okay. There's nothing worse than yogurt, except
Deep,
for rape, maybe.
Deep Ellum Brewing is selling its American Blonde Ale beer with an image on the can of a doll wearing a blonde wig with the slogan, "Goes Down Easy."
I get it.
As part of a marketing campaign to celebrate a year since the drink was first released. While the craft beer industry has no shortage of clever, if not slightly offensive, labels...
Hebrew.
Yeah, there's a whole line of Hebrews now. It's not just
okay.
One.
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently, this one goes too far. According to someone from the political blog Burnt Orange Report, shouldn't we expect more of our local Texas breweries than to rely on rape culture to sell their beer? Well, maybe it's not rape culture. Maybe they're just implying that blonde girls are more open to casual sex. Is that rape culture? Or is that a woman expressing her desire to be free?
It's stereotyping blonde women, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely is.
I don't know if it's rape culture. I guess I don't want to comment on it. Becca? You're a woman.
But not a blonde woman.
No.
But you have you been blonde in the past?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you can comment either.
Anyway, the writer points to the company's Facebook page, which posted a picture of a van with the logo emblazoned on the side, sparking a slew of angry comments. You need to look no further than the comments on their Facebook picture to see the way their advertising like this fuels the acceptability of rape culture in our society. It is completely unacceptable and unnecessary for breweries to continue to use this kind of language to sell their products. The owner, John Reardon, said the rape culture claim went too far. He said, we knew the play on words here. That's what he told the Dallas Observer. Scrolling down, he says he will drop the marketing if enough people are upset. He said, if there are women out there who are offended, then we should apologize. Many took the company's Facebook page to vent their anger at Deep Ellum Brewery. One Facebook user wrote, quote, for as long as you continue that incredibly offensive campaign, I will boycott any bar that carries your beer. Translation, that person doesn't drink their beer anyway. Just saying. Others insisted that the company should not fall victim to social media rants. Quote, change nothing. You've done nothing wrong. People will always complain about everything, no matter what it is. Do you really think you'll sell more beer by people not reading the van? Don't let one person on a crusade to label anything male with rape culture steer the marketing of your great beer company. That's from another user. Deep Ellum has not responded to FoxNews.com's request for comment. So that's up in the air. So what say you, Ted? We'll start with you. Becca's still formulating her thoughts and gnashing her teeth in anger.
No, I don't think so.
Gritting.
Not anger?
No.
Puzzlement? Bemusement?
It's like, yeah. Oh.
Like, I don't sexual. Know. I feel so wishy. Sometimes I just get exhausted by this stuff, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, is it the best, most enlightened thing way anyone's ever tried to sell beer? No. Is it the worst thing I've ever seen? No. Yeah. You know, just
I guess that's true. It's there's worse ways to do it. It's just okay, whatever. It's a stupid joke,
but what
cliche bullshit joke, and go move on with it.
What did you say was on the did you say it was a doll on the label?
It is. It's a black and white doll with a blonde wig drawn on it.
Is it like a sex doll?
No.
Okay,
no.
So it's not one of those dolls with like the hole in the mouth area. Because I was like, that's kind of funny. Like, this doll goes down easy, but just a regular doll? Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's not. And the idea that beer goes down easy is that's been a slogan for beer before, too.
Of course. And men can also go down easy.
Of course.
And I don't know.
If they're considerate.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I mean, it's not awesome. It's not terrible. Oh, that doll is really creepy. Now I see the picture. It's like I thought it would be like a...
No, there's
you
nothing...
You know, like a Barbie, like a sexy doll. It's like a little child doll.
Nothing sexy about it.
Why
nothing
are people so weird? Like, that almost just looks like a cutesy 1950s label or something. That doesn't even look very sexual. Okay, no, I appreciate... Or I officially am changing my stance to, like, this is really not that big a deal.
Having seen it now.
Having seen it all. Here's my only comment on it. Clever wordplay only leads to bad things. Because, as I said before on this show, and I said this for a different reason about Halloween costumes last show, you're not that clever.
Oh.
Your wordplay isn't clever. It's not clever. It's not funny. Stop it.
Ever?
Stop it.
Wait, you've made...
99% of the people, Ted. Not you.
No, I know I'm not always clever, but sometimes there's clever wordplay out there. I think you're just making...
Very little.
You're stereotyping...
I am. It leads to bad things. It's a slippery slope, Ted. It starts out with a pun that has no harm intended, and suddenly there's a brewery advertising rape culture for their beer.
What are they talking
punishing
about?
Punishing results.
I don't know.
Punitive damages.
Yeah.
Although I did notice one of the shows where I was absent, because I've been listening to the shows that I was not here, you made a pun, Nate, and nobody commented on it. And I actually stopped the podcast and went in the other room, and I was like, Ted, Nate made a pun. He made a pun on the show. You called something novel. It was something book related. I can't remember what it was, but I was just like, did you hear Nate make a pun? And he was like, he did. You like slipped it right on past, like you're a regular pun maker.
Well, that's the whole thing. You can't, if you stop and go, then it's
funnier. Then people know you told a joke.
Right, because that's the best jokes, the ones that you have to stop and point out in great detail.
I was just telling a joke. You didn't hear what I said?
You understand what I'm saying?
Necco wafers are not a good candy to give out on Halloween. Sorry.
Why is that?
Because they're disgusting.
Because it's like handing out chalk.
I thought you were going to tell us a joke or a news story or something.
They suck.
I haven't bought my Halloween candy to give out yet. What should I buy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally shifted topics because an article grabbed my attention. It's the 10 worst Halloween candies for Halloween.
That
I don't
want to
steal Nate's thunder.
Are craisins on the list?
I just read them really quickly, Nate, even though...
Yeah, go ahead. We were past Halloween, but okay. But here's the best thing. You can get leftover Halloween candy now super cheap. Go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so number one, Necco wafers.
Yep, they're terrible.
Hands, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I like Necco wafers, okay. But I try not to eat candy. If I'm going to eat candy, I'm going to eat chocolate.
Number two, Circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Does anyone give those out?
Yeah.
Number three, Mallow cup. I don't know
what that is.
They're like old-timey candies.
Yeah, that's like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but instead of peanut butter, it's marshmallow.
What? That's a cruel joke.
Disgusting. Then there's Mary Jane's.
Don't know what that is.
There's like old-timey candies, like some 80-year-olds must have them stashed in their houses. Peanut chews, which Beck and I got a ton of at Disneyland, but I've never seen previously.
Those weren't that bad. They were kind of like Snickers, not quite as good, but the same concept.
Wax lips, that would suck.
Oh,
wax Coke bottles. Here's what I don't get. Symphony bars. Those little chocolate Hershey Symphony bars are delicious.
Oh.
No? All right. Licorice Bites and Jawbreakers. Okay, that's the list.
That's a weird list.
It is a weird list. It was on Fox News.
I don't enjoy Smarties all that much. I don't know.
I don't like Mounds or Almond Joy because coconut.
Yeah, I hate coconut too.
Yay.
Oh, I'll take all your Mounds and Almond Joy.
When we were at Disneyland, I got like so many Whoppers and I can't stand Whoppers.
I love Whoppers.
Where are you on the Whopper bandwagon, Mr. Nate?
You know, a little Whoppers goes a long way. I don't. I like them okay, but after about four or five of them, I've had enough for quite some time.
Here, okay. I can dig it.
I wish I was like that with any kind of candy. I have such a raging sweet tooth, and so that's why I try not to eat sugar pretty much ever. Okay. But I've failed miserably this week.
Yeah. Aw. It happens. It's all good. Okay. It's all good. It's all what we do here.
Whippity-whippity.
Yeah, that's what we do. Anyway. I'm just killing time till I can do this, and know that it's time for Florida Corner.
Yay. Oh, shoot, y'all.
Yeah. Start with the ladies this time. Gainesville Police Department officers arrested a woman on Monday after they said she hit her husband with a garden hoe. That's right. Ella Louise White, who's 52, and her husband of 22 years were involved in an argument outside their home when she grabbed a hoe and swung it several times at her husband.
That's scary. You can split your head.
Mm-hmm. Police said the victim received a small cut on his left wrist and disarmed her after several attempts to block her strikes. Once she was disarmed of the garden hoe...
Oh, God.
She went back inside her house. The man said she came back out with a black-handled butcher's knife and held it down at her side but did not confront him. He called police, and when she went back inside the house, placed the knife in the sink and left. Told police that she'd grabbed the garden hoe and swung it at her husband, but that she was defending herself and did not try to harm him. I don't know if I buy it, but okay.
So... do you think a couple that's been married 22 years that's having a physical fight with tools on their front yard, have they been like this all along, or is this what 22 years of marriage does to people?
I don't know the answer to that, because if you added all of my marriages together, they don't come close.
Uh-huh.
But what I will say is when you start using gardening tools as a weapon, it might be time to talk to a couples therapist.
I could see that.
Or a gardener. One or the other.
A gardener. What do you recommend for attacking my spouse? What kind of tool?
Okay.
Don't bring a hoe into it.
Yeah, no.
Hoes don't belong in your marriage.
It's bad. And in Holly...
hoes ruin marriages.
In Holly Hill, Florida, police there are searching for an armed robber who was caught on camera roughing up a Subway restaurant worker. According to authorities, the robber was wearing a spandex bodysuit with pants all over it.
What does that mean?
With like, pants over it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, pictures of pants on the suit? What? Okay.
Sorry. Yeah,
pants over it.
Makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah, now it does.
It makes a little more sense. But
a witness told authorities he saw the robber put it on by the dumpster and then run into the Subway. The employee said, "I've just been robbed. I'm at the Subway." Brittany Ballinger called 911 just after the man charged into the Subway where she works. Police said that even though she complied with the man's demands, he jerked her around and jabbed her in the head with a gun.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is. It's better than shooting her, though.
He must have been scared, so it was okay.
Police believe that he targeted the Subway specifically. It was a lone female clerk. He was easily able to overpower her. That's according to the police. It's a terrible story, but spandex.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's some bad news. The Subway clerk that had that happen, she had a bad day. She had also been in a car crash that day and was robbed.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
That poor woman.
That's a bad day. She is recovering in the hospital though. So our thoughts here at the Nate Darling Show go out to the poor lady from Subway. who
eat fresh.
No, I
don't eat fresh.
No, I went to a Subway the other day for breakfast, and
they do breakfast.
They do. They have breakfast Eggs. Sandwiches.
Yeah,
and
bacon.
I looked up at the board and they have like $3 breakfast combo, and I say to the chick who's working, I said, "So is this like part of the $3 combo deal?" And she goes, "Oh no, we don't do that."
Ah.
I'm like, okay, you might want to have somebody take that sign down, because the sign was literally 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet with large block lettering that said $3 breakfast combo
right behind her head.
Yeah,
we don't do
pretty
that.
Much. We don't do that.
You should get that impression.
No, like, okay, whatever. And you know, my experience may be different than others, but I had Subway, and then I didn't really feel well that morning. So, Subway, eat. Oh. So any guesses? Did you guys peek to see what the happiest country on earth is?
I did not.
I didn't, but my guess is Norway, because I have a Norwegian friend and he's always like, "Oh, we just won the award for the best place to live in the whole world because we're so awesome." Like, this happens all the time. So that's my guess.
Well, he's wrong.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Ted, any guesses?
What did you guess, honey?
Norway.
Switzerland.
No, it is not.
Okay. I got nothing.
Denmark was crowned the happiest country in the world.
It's all the same. Come on, those blonde countries.
The top countries generally rank higher in all six key factors identified in the World Happiness Report. That's according to the University of British Columbia economics professor John Helliwell, who's one of the contributing authors.
Helliwell?
Helliwell.
Hell yeah. I don't know.
Helliwell.
Ha.
Helliwell. Anyway, the six factors for a happy nation split evenly between the concerns on a government and its human side. The happiest countries have in common a large GDP per capita, healthy life expectancy at birth, and a lack of corruption and leadership. But also essential were three things over which individual citizens have a bit more control: a sense of social support, freedom to make life choices, and a culture of generosity. There is now a rising worldwide demand that policy be more closely aligned with what really matters to people as they themselves characterize their well-being. That's according to economist Jeffrey Sachs. Fox News does not subscribe to any of this, by the way.
Really?
I know.
America's the happiest country because we scare the hell out of our people.
But why Denmark over any other wealthy democratic countries with small educated populations? Well, the qualities that make the Nordic country the happiest around apply to other cultures across the globe. Here are a few things that Danes do well that any of us can lobby for.
Ooh.
Yeah. While Americans scrape by with an average maternal leave of 10.3 weeks, Danish families receive 52 weeks of parental leave.
Dang.
Mothers are able to take 18 weeks and fathers receive their own dedicated 2 weeks at up to 100% salary. The rest of the paid time off is up to the family to use as they see fit. But the support doesn't stop at the end of that time. Danish children have access to free, low-cost health care.
Sorry, here's a difference.
And there is.
That's why
you're correct.
I don't want to correct you all the time.
No,
but that's the one time I'll do it.
Mm-hmm, that's
Go
fine.
Ahead.
And early childhood education is associated with health and well-being throughout life for its recipients as well as for mothers. What's more, this frees up young mothers to return to the workforce if they'd like to. The result, in Denmark, 79% of mothers return to their previous level of employment compared with only 59% of American women.
Wow. They see, if you make the business case for providing child care, then maybe we'd get more child care for people in America.com.
The resources mean that women contribute 34-38% of the income in Danish households, with children compared to American women who contribute 28% of the income.
Well done.
Also, health care is a civil right and a source of social support. Danish citizens expect and receive health care as a basic right, but what's more, they know how to effectively use their health systems.
Ooh.
Danish people are in touch with their primary care physicians an average of nearly 7 times per year, according to a survey in 2012. And that means they have a single advocate who helps them navigate more complicated care. The gatekeeping system essentially is designed to support the principle that treatment ought to take place at the lowest effective care level, along with the idea of continuity of care provided by a family doctor.
See, if you get rid of all the insurance bullshit and bureaucracy, the doctors would have more time to probably help their patients, I'm guessing.
By contrast, Americans seek medical care an average of fewer than 4 times per year, and they don't just visit their general practitioner. This figure includes emergency room visits, where many uninsured Americans must access doctors. The diversity of resources means that many Americans don't have continuity of care, not a single medical professional advocating for them and putting together a comprehensive medical history. They also prioritize gender equality. It's not just parents who can expect balanced gender norms. Denmark regularly ranks among the top 10 countries in the World Economic Forum's yearly report that measures gender equality. Now, while no country in the world has yet achieved gender parity, Denmark and other Nordic countries are coming close. That is in no small part because of the strong presence of women in leadership positions, reported to the World Economic Forum. The Nordic countries were also early starters in providing women with the right to vote. Sweden in 1919, Norway in 1913, Iceland and Denmark in 1915, and Finland in 1906. Now, in Denmark, Sweden, Norway, political parties introduced voluntary gender quotas in the 70s, resulting in high numbers of female political representatives over the years. In Denmark, in fact, the quota has since been abandoned, because they don't need it. Indeed, the country currently has its first female prime minister, and its blockbuster hit television show features a female prime minister as well, a complicated, strong female character that stands in contrast to America's enduring obsession with male anti-heroes. I like my male anti-heroes. Also in Denmark, biking is the norm.
Ooh, biking.
Yeah, bikes in Copenhagen, bikes account for 50% of the residents' trip to school or work. That's half. So half the commuting happens on a bike in Copenhagen and doesn't just improve fitness levels and reduce carbon emissions. It also contributes to the wealth of the city. Also, Danish culture puts a positive spin on its harsh environment. Yeah, they have this thing called a hygge.
Too many letters that don't belong in a word.
I know.
H-Y-G-G-E.
Yeah, that's
get
it.
Higgy with it. Da, 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 da,
yeah, so that's how they deal with like the cold and the darkness. And this is kind of the important thing that I think a lot of people are missing in our country. No matter what political party you're on and all this other stuff, fine, whatever. Danes feel a responsibility to each other. They don't prioritize social security and safety simply so that they can receive benefits. There's a real sense of collective responsibility and belonging. And the civic duty combined with the economic security and the work-life balance to support it results in a high rate of volunteerism. That's according to a government exploration of Danish responsibility. Citizens participate and contribute to making society work. More than 40% of Danes do volunteer work in cultural and sports associations, NGOs, social organizations, political organizations, etc. There is a wealth of associations. In 2006, in fact, there were 101,000 Danish organizations. That's in a population of just 5.5 million. So, yeah, it's working there. The argument would be, well, that's too small to work here. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But
sounds awesome.
It's definitely interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we're really missing in the United, and if you go back to like the Greatest Generation, Tom Brokaw and the Greatest Generation and people going to World War II and putting in for the war effort, it was because it was their duty. It was because it was the right thing to do. And that's sort of gone away.
Yep.
And that's the sad part. Now, the thought in a lot of people's mind, if you say looking out for the common good or doing something because it's best for society, the first thing you'll hear a lot of people yell is, that's socialism. No, that's kind of social responsibility. And if people in the 30s and 40s felt that way, we'd all be speaking German now. And Ted wouldn't be here with us.
No.
I know it's a little harsh, but I mean, think about it for a second. The sacrifices that people went through in order to do the right thing and what needed to be done, and now we balk at the idea that we should have health care for everybody. And the idea that allowing private insurance, and that's really what the Affordable Care Act is about getting insurance to people, private insurance to people. And people are like, no, we're not going to. They shut down the damn government over it.
Yeah.
And it's just silly. It's just, I mean, how about this? How about we try and be nice to each other?
Okay.
Just a crazy ass thought. I know Becca and I don't agree on everything.
We agree on this, Nate.
Yeah. I mean, we can agree that being nice to people is important.
Yes. But what so about is healthcare.
What about the jerks?
You know what?
You can be nice to them too.
If people were nicer to the jerks, maybe they'd get it.
It's true.
Be nice to me, people. I need it.
Although I can't speak for the really shitty drivers out there, because fuck them.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, screw you, shitty drivers.
Wait.
That's how we do it. Oh, so, no. Anyway, that's my little mini rant.
Well, they're shitty because they're not being Oh, that's not true. Never mind. I'm going to stop talking about drivers. I was going to criticize and make a generalization, but it's not fair to say that about the shitty drivers.
Oh, okay.
Because some people think I'm the shitty driver.
At any point in time, someone thinks that everybody has been that guy on the road where somebody has given you the finger or shaken their fists in anger.
Hashtagged.
Yeah. So, basically, and I've been that. You're not paying attention, whatever, and you get honked at or whatever. And if you like really did something that caused that, just wave and go like, I'm sorry.
I agree.
I'm sorry. Because then if somebody will do that to me and I'll be like, come on. And they'll be like, sorry. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm over it.
And also, Signal.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
Yeah, it's time for small town news. Woo-hoo. Let's get some passive aggressiveness going here.
Speak out!
That's right.
What?
To the tablet.
Yeah.
Paywall.
We used to like going out and listening to a certain band play, but it gets really old when the band members fight on stage.
Come on, Bob and the Bob S.
Cats.
I thought they were supposed to be professional. Guess when they start growing up, we'll start going out again.
Wow.
Hey, do people have anything better to do than waste their time sitting around and gossiping?
No.
No, we wouldn't have a show, would we?
Or speak out.
Yeah. Is your life so dull that you have to criticize somebody else in order to make yourself feel better?
Wait, you're doing that right now.
Get a life. A more productive one that involves helping someone instead of belittling them, like I'm doing right now.
I'd speak out.
Right.
Bob.
Bob.
Hey, who's to blame for the shutdown?
Bob.
Yeah, we are for electing the same bunch of rich people to the same job, term after term, voting the same way. Until term limits are placed on every political office, this same thing will keep happening.
Well, also the people, the Tea Party people are the blame, I think. They're not the same old people. They're a new generation of awful, aren't they?
You know, it's sad that a local soccer coach needs to rant on Facebook about a soccer game, blaming the officials and blaming the other team and parents.
It's sad that someone has to rant on Speak Out about someone ranting on Facebook about whatever the fuck you just said.
Hey, do we really need another fast food restaurant in Plattsburgh? Are people not cooking at home anymore? Is life so busy that we have to eat out all the time? Go to a grocery store and buy fresh food, then go home and cook it.
Jeez.
I actually like that one.
I kind of do, but wow. They're really mad about one
more
restaurant.
They're really critical, yeah.
One more restaurant, it's all downhill. Anyway.
Hey, my daughter's teacher emails me every day, and this is great. The part that bothers me is that my child says this teacher sits on the computer all day long.
Oh.
Administrators need to watch out for this.
I like the email.
We're going to go long on Speak Out. I'm doubling up on Speak Out.
Do it. I love Speak Out.
Hey, cooking at home entails cleaning and timely presentation of beverages and meals. Having it presented and refilled by another individual is a service, which is not paid for in the bill itself. Make sure you're tipping properly or please stay at home.
Oh, wow. Be a Bob.
Hey, a perspective on TV trash. Turn on, example, NBC Morning Show. Ooh. Then listen to it from another room and hear the two women racing to see how fast they can jam words back and forth to each other.
Wow. For example.
The trash TV, I was really surprised that it was the morning show. I didn't think a much trashier
TV. It's the Today Show. CNN has stated that Republicans and Speaker Boehner are the sole culprits. They spelled soul, S-O-U-L, by the way. Culprits in the government shutdown.
They kind of are sole culprits.
This story is completely embarrassing. What we have here is a bunch of children pointing fingers at each other. Hey, to the restaurant that would not honor my restaurant.com coupon, shame on you. You offered this discount through their website, and it should be redeemable. That's no way to get new business.
Wow. Yelp, call the manager, call restaurant.com. Speak Out's not going to help you.
Yeah, conservatives scream for small government, except when it comes to female reproductive rights or who marries who. They yell for lower budgets, except for when we went to Iraq and Afghanistan on the national credit card while giving the rich tax cuts.
That was tired, but true.
Hey, it's nice to know that good people still exist. Thank you to the man from Newcraft Fine Jewelry who stopped his car in traffic to retrieve my wallet and make sure it was returned to me.
Why'd they have to mention where he works?
I truly appreciate that.
Good job, Bob.
Yeah. And finally, in Speak Out, I see that Burlington gets to vote on gun control policies. My question is, why didn't Cuomo let New York vote? Is he telling us we, the people of New York, don't have a say? It's time to relieve Cuomo from his duty.
Ah, duty.
Yeah. That's how they finish that up.
Meh. It uses too many characters. You get a limited amount and speak out, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
I think you do. And as we learned last week, and I know you're not up to this yet, the best way to finish any question is by going, hmm.
And the best way to tell a joke is to follow it up with, eh.
All right, that's going to do it for this week of the Nate Darling Shows. Both of them. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And thanks for shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. Thanks. We leave you with a little Lou Reed, and we lost a good one this week.
And it's, I believe, Dia de los Muertos is starting today, so that's appropriate for Lou Reed and everyone who's departed.
Yes, indeed.
R.I.P. Lou Reed.
Enjoy this from his New York album. We'll see you next week. Juliet wanted Romeo, and Romeo wanted Juliet, Juliet wanted Romeo. Romeo Rodriguez squares his shoulders and curses Jesus, runs a comb through his black ponytail. He's thinking of his lonely room, the sink that by his bed gives off a stink, then smells her perfume in his eyes, and her voice was like a bell. Outside the streets were steaming, the crack dealers were dreaming of a Uzi someone had just scored. I bet you I can hit that light with my one good arm behind my back, says little Joey Diaz. Brother, give me another tote. Those downtown hoods are no damn good. Those Italians need a lesson to be taught. This cop who died in Harlem, you think they get the warning? I was dancing when I saw his brains run out on the street. And Romeo had Juliet, and Juliet had her Romeo, and Romeo had a Juliet, and Juliet had a Romeo. I'll take Manhattan in a garbage bag with Latin written on it that says, it's hard to give a shit these days. Manhattan sinking like a rock until the filthy Hudson, what a shock. They wrote a book about it, they said it was like ancient Rome. The perfume burned his eyes, holding tightly to her thighs, and something flickered for a minute, and then it vanished and was gone.